everyone, this is Deborah Tavares. I will be your guest host today on St. Patrick's Day, Wednesday, March the 17th of 2021. I will be with you for the next 2 hours, and I would certainly wish that you would share this information far and wide, because we're going to be certainly sending out information via this radio broadcast far and wide. So I want to certainly let all of you know that my video YouTube channel, not my website, but the video YouTube channel on StopTheCrime.net has been attacked by our controllers. And I'm now very limited with the ability of getting YouTube videos up on YouTube. We are going to attempt to stay on YouTube with certain videos that don't violate the communist guidelines. So what we do have is a new YouTube video channel called Stop the Crime. However, I need your help. We all must help one another. So I will ask that all of you please type in stopthecrime.net. When you get to the home page, you will see a couple of options at the top. It will say New YouTube Video Channel. Do not click on that immediately. Right under that, you will see all the other videos that we've ever done. We did not lose anything. We just have it on another link within my information on StopTheCrime.net. So you can access the videos. For example, the one we just posted this morning that YouTube would not allow us to post on the YouTube platform, again, the communist platform for violating communist rules. So I say that because we're in a hot war, and we must understand what we don't understand much faster now than ever before. We have been working for many, many years. Many of you know us. We have certainly gone all over the world with information and speaking opportunities. And certainly everything that we've ever discussed is document-based. I'm going to refer right now to a famous quote by the former FBI director J. Edgar Hoover in 1956. And I want us to remember this. The individual is handicapped by coming face-to-face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind, and I would add the international minds of everyone, simply have not been able to come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. Our minds reject even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. Destroy all that is good and decent. We don't have time anymore to not understand what that meant. And we have been exposing what that has meant now for a very, very long time. So we're going to dig in to some of the stories right now. But again, I have videos that are not on YouTube right now that are current videos. Again, I ask you, please share this far and wide and go to the vids listed below the YouTube channel on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net to help us. We need your help, as I said. So let's get into it, because there's nowhere to begin, so other than to just tell you this. There are many things we face, and I certainly can go over the most urgent things, and I will. But I also want everyone to understand, as you hear me articulate some of these things, you need to understand what your workarounds are, so that we must do all we can to be harder to kill. That's the bottom line. There is no choice. As I said, we're in a hot war. We are the enemy, and we're on the battlefield. And it's most important, I think, fundamentally, to understand how this happened. And this is, of course, told us in many documents, but I'm just going to read a couple of paragraphs right now to get you in the right direction of thinking. So this is a piece out of the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1933 by President Franklin D. Roosevelt, and specifically identifies the American citizen as the enemy of the federal government. All offices, agencies, departments, handed over to the receivers of the bankruptcy, and all law and statute became copywritten under international law, which is a lawless America. Research yourself congressional records, executive orders, court rulings, and farm bills beginning from 1776 for more evidence. But this is available for all of you. You can all easily find this. The politicians, the prosecutors, judges, priests, clerks know the truth, and many of them increase their personal spoils with every conviction. Yes, the Vatican, judges, prosecutors, and clerks make money off of every conviction and lawsuit, and their clearinghouse for all of these private spoils is located in the Texas Federal Reserve under an account entitled the CHRIS Fund, C-H-R-I-S Fund. America's judiciary are smaller corporate branches called courts. The judges are actually business administrators called judges. And all of America's laws are civil corporate regulations called statutes. People are treated as corporations in these courts. What is very, very important is America is a privately owned French corporation. This corporation formed in 1779, and its motive of operation, known as politics, government, courts, and laws, currency, etc. We are a colony. We're a French corporation. So most of us were never told this, never taught this. This is why we vote. Voting was set up as part of the controller's entertainment. And we're given the opportunity to vote in a two-party system, of which no matter who it is, they're always perpetrators, plants by the controllers, the global controlling families. So if you can wrap your head around that, again, as we were told, it's a conspiracy so monstrous that people can't even understand it. So we have no time now to be hesitant. We must broaden our thinking, get out of the box, and understand we are now being murdered. And as I said, we must do all we can now to harden up, to be harder to kill. There's too much inertia with what is occurring now. So I'm going to be making some recommendations and things, because I've certainly talked about power outages and the requirements for you to survive when the power outages become longer term, in which they will. The power grid has been allowed to be asset stripped. The power infrastructure globally is run by Rothschild. And Rothschild is pulling out, and the other controlling families, every convenience that our modern civilization has been built up on. I want you to envision, if you will, a floor, just a floor. And up from the floor are the walls, and then all of the aspects that would be inside a structure. Well, when that floor is pulled out, all of the other built-up sorts of services and conveniences that we have become accustomed to fall apart. So what is being pulled out from underneath us all right now is the power grid. It is considered the world's largest machine. And we're going to have it pulled out from underneath us. And it's a very tricky plan called renewable energy. Because transitioning us into renewables, which are not reliable, and renewables are considered wind and solar and current from the waves, the wave action, and geothermal. Those are some of the renewable energy. And I just did a YouTube, you must hear it. It's about nuclear energy and the plans and what is occurring now with gamma radiation. I'm not going to go into that now other than to tell you that our government, which is implanted by operation agents to shred this country apart, has allowed increased gamma radiation over us for many years now without ever reporting any of these increased radiation. So the video that I have up about that, which YouTube will not allow us to post, is is again up on the vid channel on stopthecrime.net, and I would highly, highly recommend you listen to that. Because what we face is monstrous, and we must do all we can to survive. So I've asked everyone before to please do a mock power outage. If you have not been without power, you need to turn off all your lights and not use any electricity for a few days. That would also include the inability to access water, because the water is certainly then taken down when the energy is not available for the pumping in most of the municipalities. If you're in a rural country area, then you need to have backup generators to continue access. But keep in mind, all forms of fossil fuel, which is what they call fuel, which is not correct, that's all part of the illusion, because petroleum is a renewable, but Rockefeller created the illusion that it was dinosaur and plant material. Our petroleum, our fuel, does not come from dead dinosaurs. So having that been said, I'm going to go over a headline that I'm reading right now out of my local newspaper. And this is happening in all of your cities right now, no matter where you live in USA Inc. or Earth Inc. This is the plan. So while you'll hear me refer to my town, this is your town also. These plans are worldwide. So here's what the front page of yesterday's paper said, and this is March 16th, today being St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2021. It said the North Coast, and this was printed out of our local paper, which is the Press Democrat. And, of course, it is operated by our controllers, and I'll talk about more of that in a few minutes. The city vows, here's the headline, above the fold, city vows to address climate crisis. So here's what they're saying. The last council in the county to adopt the emergency climate declaration was a city in near me, near where I am. I'm an hour north of the Golden Gate. So I don't want you to think when you are hearing this that California is being taken. It's not. You're all being taken. Again, I can't underscore that enough. While I'm going to read this to you, I'm going to be rating the city that this occurred in. And it is Roanoke Park, a city council, passed a resolution declaring a climate change emergency and pledging to respond to climate change. And it was the last city in my county, in Sonoma County, to declare a climate emergency. I'm going to pause right here. Most cities and states throughout not only the United States but worldwide are now declaring climate emergencies and enacting the goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. In other words, to cut back everything that your life has depended on in the past, including electricity, which is why I brought up the grid. So the county and all nine cities have now all declared a climate emergency, joining 23 nations, including those in the European Union, and 139 cities across the United States. I'm going to repeat this, 139 cities across the United States, according to a news release issued by local advocacy group, Sonoma County Climate Mobilization. So I would type in your city, your county, and type in climate mobilization. These are groups that are funded and ramrodded into this country by Rothschild and Rockefeller. Our nation is being shredded. We are in a hot war, not only with what we have and what we're facing with the lockdowns and all the businesses being intentionally destroyed, but the climate aspect. And I'm going to go over a few things that I have done in other videos, but because my channel has been taken down, many of you may not have recently accessed some of my videos. But this is how I get information out. So if you don't access it, you're not going to get the information from the front lines, okay, and we're on the front lines. They talk about how the previous city council stalled passage of the emergency resolution, but put it forward because they have new city council members on board now. So let me talk to you about what else it says in this article. And all of you need to be quivering over this information. If you're not, then you're not participating in survival, because everyone that needs to participate should be quivering as I continue with this program today. The resolution commits the city to giving greater sway and stake to climate safeguards in local policy making. The City Hall also is hiring a city liaison to advance climate goals. Now, let me pause for a moment. What the cities are all doing is they're hiring teams that have been trained through global initiatives to force massive change, which is wrapped up in what we're hearing about, the Great Reset. It's all wrapped up in that. And they say here that they're hiring this liaison to advance the climate goals, including reduced carbon emissions and speeding projects that address climate-related inequities. The cost per year of this new post is $200,000 a year in pay and benefits. Though the resolution aligned the city of about 4,200 people with urban giants such as San Francisco, New York, Roanoke Park, which is a small city, will seek to craft its own ways to confront the climate crisis. Other city members agreed. They go on to talk about, now, you need to understand, you have infiltrators in all of your cities called boards of supervisors and city council members. They have names. They live in your city, and they're enacting United Nations policies to destroy your lives as you have known it. Make absolutely no mistake. There was an enormous convenience with the lockdowns and people being unable to go in front of the cities for their three-minute opportunity to speak when it meant nothing, because all of these programs are on autopilot. So while I was able to go into many cities, my husband would film me talking to them. I was never talking to the boards. I was always talking to the people. And that's why I have that one video that's been taken down, but you can find it on my original video channel, Plan to Burn Up Northern California, where I'm talking to the County Board of Supervisors about the plans that we found with Rothschild planning to burn up Northern California, and that was in 2015. They did burn up Northern California, and they're continuing. So here's what this article says. They say that Roanoke Park is its own entity, and we're going to do this for the future of our children. Now, let's discuss this. Roanoke Park is not its own entity. No city is its own entity. They are all corporations. They're all agencies of the mother corporation, USA Inc., and we are a colony of France. Don't forget this. This is absolutely critical. When you understand this, you will understand how easily we have been betrayed and deceived through the rhetoric, the discussions of politics and voting, etc. So the council, the climate-related policies will be born in the moves to reduce emissions in new buildings and in overhauling transportation networks, said the mayor. Now, the mayors are all behind this. And they're going to be creating policies to combat climate change, which is weather weapons. Let's be clear. Climate change is weather weapons. Now, many of you, I hope, have heard me go over this article out of the New York Times, one of the last truthful journalists back in April of 1976. And I will go over it briefly right now in case you did not catch that, YouTube. I hope that you will spend time at StopTheCrime.net. I am urgently appealing to all of you. All of our lives are at stake, the lives of our children, our grandchildren. And I can't underscore that enough. We are, again, we are in a hot war. So here's what, in part, the article in the New York Times said back in 1976. From space, we can control the Earth's weather, cause droughts, floods, change the tides, and raise the levels of the sea. I hope you heard that. Change the tides and raise the levels of the sea. Make temperature climates frigid. And they talk about how Senator Lyndon B. Johnson told the joint session of Congress in 1957, this was in 1957, like many other legislators, he accepted what the Defense Department was saying, but he aligned it with the idea of a fantasy. It was never a fantasy. It was just his way of wiggling out of the truth that he knew. In fact, I don't know how many of you have seen Lady Bird Johnson's funeral. If you have not, you can see it on YouTube. It's a Masonic funeral. And you can see it with all of the hand movements and what is going on. It is unbelievable. And it will develop into what I am saying next, because sadly, we're really going to have to move quickly to make up for all lost ground. And what I mean is to protect each one of yourselves, because we can't go to legislators. They can't and are not functioning on our behalf. They aren't. They're killing us. So they talk about how then President Johnson ordered rainmaking in Southeast Asia between 1967 and 1972. And he and then President Richard Nixon authorized at least 3.6 million annually on secret cloud seeding over North and South Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, in an attempt to muddy trails and slow enemy movements. They accomplished that, and it is called Operation Popeye. Now, I hear we're coming up on a break, and I want to continue with this on the other side, but I have much to cover. So please sit down and just pay attention and help us get this information out far and wide.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
I've been taking the Curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 Curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 Curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Ah. don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This is Deborah Tavares, and I'm continuing with the 1976 New York Times article. I'm just going to quickly go over some excerpts because I have certainly produced this in some of my recent videos. But for those of you that may have lost contact with me because I was taken down from YouTube, I feel this utterly important because I think the use of weather weapons along with the use of the plandemic is going to crush us all in various ways. So the Pentagon knew about the weather weapons, of course. All the presidents have known. Congress has known. In fact, the Department of Defense has been denying this, but they have also said that increased rain is not as harmful as bombs. But yet, in that Operation Popeye that caused so much damage in North Vietnam in 1971, the nation prior to that had never suffered severe rains as in 1945, where a million Vietnamese died from flood and famine. So water does kill people, in spite of what the Pentagon is denying. And in fact, Senator Claiborne Pell, P-E-L-L, in 1973, introduced a resolution calling for an international treaty to prohibit environmental warfare. Well, we're in a hot war now. Environmental warfare is a silent weapon system, and we are all being hit with it in many ways. So it's important to understand you need to protect your power if you want to survive with power, your water system, and your gas. You're going to be out of everything. And that's what happens when they hit us with frigid temperatures and heat temperatures when you have no air conditioning. So be thinking about how you are going to survive because you will need to figure that out. And now, while you still have some comfort, you need to start gathering up materials. Supply lines are being cut. They're being cut. So in finishing up this article, for those of you that have not heard this, you need to hear it now, that the climate dynamic researchers have used computer models of oceans and atmosphere and have already been able to melt the polar ice caps, generate destructive storms, and otherwise use key environmental instabilities to release huge amounts of energy. They have found how the United States, acting secretly from space, inflicted bad weather on the Soviet Union, ruining their harvests and keeping that country dependent on the United States grain imports. And it's also important to note that the Soviet Union is engaged in weather control, as well as China. All the big nations, Earth Inc. countries are. And in the Soviet Union, engineers had already been reversing the Arctic flows. They can reverse the flow of rivers. This is what it says in the article. Reverse the flows of river. And they can increase creating inland seas. And actions that experts say will alter global climate. But this is peaceful, they're saying. And in 1975, the National Academy of Scientists reported that cooling in the Northern Hemisphere since the 1940s makes the start of a new ice age within 100 years, a small but real possibility. So that is a short excerpt. You need to understand that our temperatures are controlled. They can crank the heat up if a nation has not been obedient to the political requirements. So this is what we face. Retribution, state by state by state. Now, there's a very important video out. I'm going to tell you what it's called so you can find it. I saw it on BitChute because it would not be allowed on YouTube. And it's entitled Dr. Vernon, V-E-R-N-O-N, Coleman, the most important video I will ever make. Please share it. So I am telling you the title again. Please get to it. I plan to post it on my back channel on StopTheCrime.net, but it is not there yet. We sadly have our team working around the clock. Again, on BitChute, Dr. Vernon Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, the most important video I will ever make. Please share it. Now, you may have heard that we broke the story about a scientist doctor who talked about prion being part of what is in the shots in the arms. And, of course, we now can easily understand why there is a zombie apocalypse on the CDC website. So it's a prion connection with COVID-19 vax. It's a bioweapon. And we have the abstract from the doctor. And this is, we broke this, and it, again, you can hear it on StopTheCrime.net. I think it's still on YouTube. I'm surprised if it is, but it would be on our back channel. Now, most importantly, you may have heard about the firing of a Capitol police officer in D.C. He was let go of his job because they found a copy of the protocols of the meetings of the learned elders of Zion on his desk. And, of course, that's being told to all of us that it's anti-Semitic. I would recommend all of you understand what those protocols of the meetings of the learned elders of Zion tell you. And you can get this. It is in the book that William Cooper wrote, and it's called Behold a Pale Horse. He has two important documents in there. Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars is the very first chapter, and then inside he has the Protocols of Zion. I'm going to read you what Bill Cooper says in his book, and this is on page 267, the Protocols of the Wise Men of Zion. The Protocols of Zion were referred to in the late 1700s. The first copy available to public scrutiny surfaced in the early 1800s. Every aspect of this plan to subjugate the world has since become reality, validating the authenticity of this massive conspiracy. And this is Bill Cooper's notes. And he says, author's note. This is an exact reprint of the original text. This has been written intentionally to deceive people. For clear understanding, the word Zion should be Sion. Any reference to Jews should be replaced with the word Illuminati. And the word goyim should be replaced with the word cattle. Now, you may disagree with these word replacements. I do, in certain instances. But it's most important that you read these protocols, because what you will find is what is happening to us, and it's one of the enormous agendas that we face. So here's what it says within the protocols. The term goyim, meaning Gentile or non-Jews, is used throughout the protocols and is retained in the protocols. Goyim means, and non-Jews are in the crosshairs of elimination by these plans. And this is why we have the Noahide laws, the laws that our country, that you think is your country, adopted, which allows Christians to be murdered. Did you know that? Look up the Genocide Treaty on StopTheCrime.net. I didn't understand at first when they said that religious groups would be targeted. I did not understand that there was such a law called Noahide laws. You can look that up. You must. We are in the crosshairs of something so enormous, people, very few can understand. Now, I'm also going to let you know from our contacts in Europe, and you may have heard this yourselves, but now we have proof, that Boris Johnson is a eugenist. He is equal to Bill Gates with his plans to extinguish the country that he is in control of. In fact, his father, Stanley Johnson, has written a very interesting, horrific book, and you can find this book. They've recently released it for reprint, and it really does explain how they will use pandemics to destroy countries. This book is by Stanley Johnson, and it is called The Virus, A Thriller, by Stanley Johnson. You must understand, this is not just a book for amusement. He is a eugenist, and he is, again, the father of Boris Johnson. And certainly in Europe, they know this. We're being taken down by many eugenists, Bill Gates and others. We know that. Also, we have a story that we put up about gamma radiation increases across the United States. That's in a video that's, again, on the back channel. It was not allowed to be posted. But it's about the deadly levels of radiation that are being covered up. And someone is attacking the United States. And certainly we can consider that this is an inside job. The only way that we are getting radiation exposure are from nuclear facilities, either because the radiation is being leaked, the facilities are being breached, or they're broken. And certainly when you hear what I had to say about this with the disclosure from Mr. Nichols, who runs the website, and you can actually email him, and I would wish that you do, because he said he has been sitting on this story because it is absolutely so horrendous. It's hard science, real evidence, and something is terribly wrong, and they did not enjoy publishing this. And this came out on the 10th year after Fukushima. This came out on March 11th of 2021, and of course Fukushima occurred on March 11th of 2011. And it's most important for all of you to understand that this country that is run by psychopaths, put in office by psychopaths, is killing us. He goes on to tell us quickly that when he started the project of measuring the radiation, he never imagined that he would reach levels as now being tested. The government lies about the levels. They have parked a rad cloud over states in this country in the summer of 2020 and have allowed people to be bathed. Their life expectancy is going to plummet. This radiation eats you from the inside out, and cesium-137 causes heart attacks. So they're going to kill millions and millions of people, and we need to understand that. So I refer you to the YouTube to the video on StopTheCrime.net. Again, please subscribe so you'll get our email blast outs, so that you'll get this information, because we are being shut down by the controllers. Most importantly, you need to get this information. We also talked about how international trade is going to be stopped through force majeure. It's another Rothschild-Rockefeller treachery that has been discovered. I went over that. That's now just posted this morning on the back channel of StopTheCrime.net. Again, sign up. You'll get quite a few email blast outs from us. Force majeure is a legal method to to cancel contracts because of it's a usual remedy if a force majeure clause is invoked and by one or more of the parties, and they can literally be held unliable for any cancellation of contracts. And basically what force majeure does is, it is, force majeure clauses are generally relieve a party from contractual obligation and or liability. If there is a weather event, an act of terrorism, war, earthquakes, these are, again, all created, hurricanes, acts of government. We don't have a government. We have a controlled government. We are a colony. Plagues of epidemics or pandemics. These are all ways in which they can cancel international contracts, and they are right now. Our supply lines are being cut. I recently found out that resin is used in paint products and in plastics, and we really rely on resin in plastics, etc. Those contracts coming into the United States are being canceled, and much of the resin is now being rerouted to South America because they can make more money. They can extract more money. They say that rising resin prices and the shortage of available material is being felt by molders who are increasing their prices here in the United States. They're limiting deliveries and potentially going to be halting auto production. So if you want to get at all this information, you must go to stopthecrime.net to the back video channel. Of course, this would not be allowed to be up on YouTube. They don't want you to know. But you must know. You must understand how you're going to be reduced with the access of products and how this is being done by Rockefeller and Rothschild. I can't underscore enough the importance now of each and every single one of you to prepare as rapidly as possible, in any way possible, to withstand what they call our inability to be resilient. Let me tell you this. I found this on the Bloomberg website, and it says the 2021 Global Mayors Challenge. These are all the mayors. A global mayor's challenge is to open up all cities with populations greater than 100,000 residents. All eligible cities must RSVP to the competition and submit a completed application no later than March the 21st of 2021. That's just in a few days. All the mayors that are in control of 100,000 residents or more are going to be opening up the cities. Why? Why? Because there has been a tremendous amount of vaccination going on, and there's a concern of what will happen to the unvaccinated with the prions, and with the vaccinated spreading the prions to other vaccinated people. And that's just only one reason. They're telling us we can hug and kiss again. Now, right now, yesterday, I believe it was in Israel, if you do not have a vax card in Israel, you can no longer go into some of the big markets and buy groceries. This is now being reported in Israel right now. So I can't underscore the immediacy of the danger that we're all in. I also must say, each and every single one of you must turn off all wireless connectivity in your homes, clean up your homes quickly, because what you're going to be offered are apps and other equipment to boost your Wi-Fi signal connections, because what has happened is that the telecommunications have been throttling down your computer connections. And so what they're doing is offering opportunities for you to throttle up. So that will just kill you quicker in your homes. These frequencies are deadly. Deadly. And I went over a very important document a couple of days ago. Again, it's on the back video of StopTheCrime.net, talking about amalgam fillings and wearing the masks. And one of the aspects of that is that you're breathing in the toxins from the leakage of the amalgam fillings. I will be blasting out a number of very, very urgent opportunities for all of you to avoid things you can avoid, but you will only get these blast outs if you sign up, because I can simply not go over every single thing that I feel is so urgent for all of you to know. I am a grandmother. I'm a mother. I have been married for 49 years. I am committed. I am on this battlefield. I am in defense of humanity. And I run the website stopthecrime.net and primarywater.org. And we are in monumental trouble. We are in trouble. And I'm not spreading this information to cause fear. The idea of giving you this information is for you to think about what you can do to survive all of this and as long as possible. And by implementing these things and not having to discuss these with your neighbors are probably a good idea. But I would certainly listen to our videos and get ideas on things you must do. Because I'm going to tell you what the World Economic Forum and what the Agenda 21 policies are. We will own nothing. Those are the plans. Again, we are a colony. They're telling us that land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by us, by individuals, and subject to the pressure and inefficiencies of the market. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, therefore contributes to social injustice. This is a report from the United Nations Habitat Conference in 1976. So the goal is to control the weather, turn up the temperature, hit us with weaponized weather events, more vaccinations, more fear around everything that is occurring, and more inability to stay where you are because you will be forced into migration. I also have an update in one of my last videos on the Deagle.com website that talks about the planned genocide of all of the industrialized countries. And actually, it includes the world's population. There is an update. Some of the updates include who was really behind that website, works and involved with the CFR and under the Clinton administration, and also is a Rockefeller agent as well. So there is more information in my last video about the details of the Deagle.com update. You need to understand who is behind this. This is why I'm recommending that you desperately order that book, Behold a Pale Horse, written by William Cooper, and go to the protocols of the meetings of the learned elder of Zion and read this. Understand who is fomenting this genocidal plot worldwide. This is not just coming out of thin air. This has been extremely well organized. And I want to say this. In the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document and many other documents, because we are being plummeted. When the grid goes down, we don't have access to cars because we're not supposed to be driving anymore. Under these emergency climate resolutions, they're eliminating all petroleum, all diesel. Their mantra is diesel-free by 1933. But what we face is this. Now, many of you might be preppers, and you may be thinking, well, I can survive. Well, I'll tell you, they're killing nature. We will have to fall back on whatever is left in nature and the resources of nature and the regeneration of those resources. But the continuous chemtrail is killing all the plants and the shrubs. We're now losing our beautiful redwood trees here along the Northern California coast. We have sudden oak death syndrome where our oak trees are collapsing. This is happening worldwide. In fact, in Ireland, I was talking to a friend I know there. They harvest peat out of the bogs. That is now illegal to do in Ireland because during the many wars in England, in Ireland, the island is pretty much denuded of trees. And many of the rural country folks, which it's beautiful in Ireland, by the way, and today is St. Patrick's Day. I was in Ireland 2 years ago on St. Patrick's Day with my husband, with friends that know exactly what I'm telling all of you right now. So we're not alone in this information. There are many groups worldwide that are aware, and that's why it's helpful to talk about this and spread this far and wide. You are not alone. I am not alone. It is dreadful, yes. but there will not be, when we're pushed back into the greenhouse gas emissions requirements that take us back to pre-industrial age, which is the year 1750, I had people look up what it would be like to live in the year 1750, and they thought, oh, that's not so bad, no toilets, no running water, et cetera, et cetera. But there won't be the deer to try to eat. There won't be the elk. There won't be the burros, the other wild critters, because they have wasting disease, prions, mad cow disease. They are being destroyed. In the woods, and all of the plant material is being destroyed by the heavy chemtrailing overhead. So we face a very, very bleak future. And it's only going to be through knowing some of the aspects of what we face that you will be able to survive a little longer. People will ask me, well, Deborah, where should we live where we'll be safe? Well, I can tell you there is no real safe place, but you should not be down close to low-lying ocean areas, because there's an attack on the coastlines again. You heard me read that they can change sea levels, and they are. So we're going to the top of the hour now. I'm going to be bringing on a guest. We will be talking about the next most critical issue that we will all face, and I'm looking forward to bringing that information to you. And again, please share all this information far and wide, and stay tuned to our email blast outs by subscribing. Thank you all, and stay tuned. You're going to hear a next very important piece of information.
About antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.